A lot of dogs rely on ritual as a means of understanding the motives of their human friends and companions. The putting on of coats and leashes means going for a walk, coming home from school to work, it's time to turn on the TV or hit the kids or something, get some food, you know. But there are some dogs I've seen who show the most uncanny ability to interpret new signs and new signals in a way that they should not be able to. Their almost human initiative and intellect is a little bit formidable in what we used to consider one of the lower species. Yes, I don't like it at all. They understand things they have no right to understand. No right to understand. No right to understand. It's a little bit distressing. A little bit distressing. A little bit distressing. A little bit distressing. These are the dogs I worry about. Oh, yes, I do. I spend large amounts of my time concerned about these dogs. So should you. And so should you. And probably you over there. But you're okay. There's a phenomenon in dogs. Old dogs get it, young dogs don't, and I call this thing dog wax, because it's a waxy yellow substance that secretes from the dog onto the dog. Hence the name, dog wax. Several times on recent occasions, I've seen a mob of young, aggressive dogs gang up on a single old dog with hot combs and blow dryers, attacking the dog, holding him down, and removing the dog wax from his aged canine fur, applying it to their own, thus garnering respect in the canine community which they do not deserve. This almost human show of aggression and initiative is unbecoming man's best friend. I find it most upsetting. I find it, yes, it's a little bit distressing. A little bit distressing. A little bit distressing. A little bit distressing. These are the dogs I worry about. Oh, yes, I do. I spend large amounts of my time concerned about these dogs, so should you. I had a long talk with my dog last week. Basically, he feels I'm being irresponsible at a risk to his financial and fiscal security and stability. He thinks I should stay home weeknights, feed him better food, and not travel without him. Like on a business trip, he goes with me. Now, my first response is that's absurd. I mean, you're a dog, you're my pet, you're my chattel, you're my property. But that dog was very persuasive, and after a long discussion, he convinced me of certain points which I was not willing to concede when we begun. I would not go out weeknights, or not without him. I would feed him much better food, and if I were to travel, I would take him along with me. Now, later on that same evening, after I had made all these unexpected concessions, I was paying my bills. I was going through a stack of bills, and I found a tuition statement from the Wharton Summer School of Business graduate session, and there was a tuition statement there. Somebody had taken a course in my name and charged it to me in management labor relations. They got an A in the course. But it's odd because I've never been to the Wharton School, never, much less taken a class there, and I've certainly never gotten an A. But that dog sure learned how to negotiate somewhere. Most confusing and a little bit, yes, a little bit distressing. It's a little bit distressing. It's a little bit distressing. A little